Fanny, for putting that together for us. Appreciate that. Thank you, teachers, for leading us this morning. Usually, the first Sunday of the month, we get people to share things going on in their lives, and I ask a couple different people, and they were not here for today. So I thought, well, we're wrapping up our study of various portions of the Old Testament, and the next time we will have an official sermon will be in the 18th? Yeah, that'd be correct, the 18th of September. And we're going to be looking at topics, hot topics that are current in our society today that we're going to be looking at when we come back. So to finish up our study in the Old Testament, I thought, what better place to go than in the book of Psalms? And so Mike's not going to be preaching about Psalms. We're just going to simply read the Psalms and let them speak for themselves, so to speak. We'll let the Holy Spirit kind of do that. I'll just have a couple of things to say about the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms is an accumulation of different authors over many centuries, actually. I think it was like 700 years from the book of Exodus, when that was written, all the way through David, all the way through Nehemiah and Ezra. Through that time, all these psalms are written, and they were accumulated and put together into the book of Psalms. Really, they are poems, and they are songs. Many of those were sung. They weren't actually read. They were actually sung when they were written. There are a variety of things: eulogies, laments, personal and national prayers, meditations, instructions, and of course, hymns and songs of praise. And so we're going to be looking at, I think, six different psalms. And we're going to start with Psalm number one. Do you guys all have microphones? So we're going to go from Psalm 1 to Psalm 23 to 34 to 51 to 100 and then 150, which would be the last. Some of these psalms are just short, like the first psalm is only six verses. The 23rd Psalm is only six. Psalm 100 is only five. And so, but I think they'll be encouraging. They're kind of a variety. So we're going to start with Psalm number one.
Psalm one. How well God must like you. You don't hang out at Sin Salon. You don't slink along Dead End Road. You don't go to Smart Mouth College. Instead, you thrill to God's word. You chew on scripture day and night. You're like a tree plant replanted in Eden, bearing fresh fruit every month. Never dropping a leaf, always in blossom. You're not at all like the wicked, who are mere windblown dust, without defense in court, unfit company for innocent people. God charts the road you take. The road they take is Skid Row.
That's the message. The verse that stuck out to me is, His delight is on the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night. So when we're in the Word, reading his Word, meditating, thinking about it, ruminating on it, it says we're going to be like a tree planted by rivers of living water. We're going to be fruitful in what we do. So that was the first psalm. We're going to go to Psalm 23. This is David's psalm that he wrote. It's often called the Good Shepherd. So, whoever has that one can read that.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down, or makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Beautiful psalm about the great shepherd that watches over us. This next psalm is Psalm 34, and this is one that has given me comfort over the years through hard places. It's reminding us to trust in the Lord. And this one's a little bit longer, so I have it split into two parts. Someone has verses 1 to 10 and someone 11 through 22.
I will thank the Lord at all times. My lips will always praise him. I will honor the Lord. Let those who are hurting hear and be joyful. Join me in giving glory to the Lord. Let us honor him together. I looked to the Lord, and he answered me. He saved me from everything I was afraid of. Those who look to him beam with joy. They are never put to shame. This poor man called out, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord stands guard around those who have respect for him, and he saves them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who goes to him for safety. You people of God have respect for the Lord. Those who respect him have everything they need. The lions will grow weak and hungry, but those who look to the Lord will have every good thing they need.
Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears open to their cries for help. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them is broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned.
Okay, thank you. We're going to turn to Psalm 51, if you want to go there. This is the psalm David wrote after he was confronted by Nathan the prophet about his adulterous affair with Bathsheba, and he made things right with God. And so it's a prayer of repentance, a psalm of repentance, turning from one's sin. We're going to just do the first 17 verses of this particular psalm. So if someone has Psalm 51.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquities and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will treat transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saved me. And my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are broken, are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise.
Okay. Our Lord is a forgiving Lord, thankfully. Now we're going to move to the back of the Psalms. We're going to Psalms 100, which is a psalm of praise. This is a short one, but it's packed full of praise to our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations.
And we're going to end with the last of the Psalms, Psalms 150. I'm going to be reading this one. This is encouraging everybody and everything that has breath to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for who you are, such a great and awesome God, worthy of our praise, worthy of our glory. Father, thank you for your word, which is truth. Thank you for these words that were penned so many years ago, declaring your truth and your greatness. And these psalms will continue through eternity, because your word will not pass away. You said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not pass away. Thank you that you are this mighty, awesome God, and yet we can call you Father, Abba, Daddy, and we can come to you, and you receive us as your sons and your daughters because of the blood of Jesus that covers us, that has cleansed us, and you see his righteousness, not our filth. Thank you for your wonderful plan of salvation. Thank you for your great love that never changes. Lord, we live in a world that needs to hear the good news about Jesus and what he has done, that they may learn to know you and walk with you and praise your name too as you deserve. Give us opportunities this week, Lord. Help us see those opportunities to be able to speak into people's lives the truth about who you are and your great love for them. So thank you for this time together. Help us be salt and light this week. We pray for our brothers and sisters who are traveling and with families in various places. Keep them safe. Bring them back safe. We pray that as we meet again on Wednesday to prepare for Cornerstone, that you would guide Keith in that time. And Lord, as we worship next Sunday at Cornerstone in Lebanon, that would be a great time in your presence with our dear brothers and sisters there. So we thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your love. We pray these things in Jesus' name.